So you're very welcome to record me, but I'll add things as we go along that we didn't learn. But Rishmi, officially, that's our work now for this week. So do we have a daf of Gemara? So as long as it takes. From the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Remeir. Oichin Kol Chomish. If you have it, you'll have to read it. Oichin Kol Chomish. Remember, that's the shit that we've been working through the whole sugya. The mayor says you can eat the whole 5th hour, and you burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour. Why can you eat in the 5th hour? No? Now that we've learned it, why? Ooh, Shalom Aleichem. Let's get the musicians out. So, as you've even got your Gemara here, planned. So, we must have started Chazara. So, for you, it'll be
perfect.
The first time. This is the Moshe Saxon, a member of the Shir. He's been stuck here abroad for the last Tkufa. Okay, you can eat the 5th hour chomix. There's no problem. That if we allow you to eat the 5th hour, then you'll come to eat after chatzos. Why is there no problem? Why no problem? No burnout. First stop in line. Why are you allowed to eat in the 5th hour? Why aren't you worried you might come to eat after chatzos?
Because you know where the sun is.
Because you know where the sun is, right? Thank you, Michael. And the sun's on the east, and the west. You're the Aleph Amud Beis. So, Oichin Kol Chomesh is Tovim Mitzchila Shesh. So, you burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. Why do you burn in the beginning of the 6th hour? Why not wait until Chatzos itself? So, let's see Rashi. Rashi says it. V'apagav, Tovim Mitzchila Shesh. The first Rashi on the Mishnah. V'apagav, Dachol Shor Shesh is Midraisa Sharia, even though for the entire 6th hour, minatoya, you're allowed to keep the chomets. Gozer Rabbanan Alon. The Rabbanan made his day here. Vilma Toy. Perhaps the person might make a mistake. Vistavo ala shviyas sheishishis. The person might make a mistake thinking that the 7th hour is really the 6th hour. And therefore, Chazal said don't. Chazal said don't. Don't eat the chomets now. Don't eat the chomets now. You should burn it now. Don't eat the chomets now. Because if you allow to eat chomets in the 6th hour, you'll come to eat chomets also in the 7th hour.
If you eat the 6th hour, then you will become the problem with the burning.
What did you say?
We don't know when exactly is the 6th hour.
We don't know when it's the 6th hour, right. And therefore we tell you burn what? That means we don't know the difference so much between the 7th hour and the 6th hour. We know the difference in the 5th hour and the 7th hour, so you can eat the entire 5th hour because the sun's still there.
As soon as you're in the 6th, but maybe you're running to the 7th.
Big deal. As long as you're not eating, then it's okay. So as long as you're not eating after the 6th hour, after the 5th hour, there's no chash to come to over by the way. No chash to be over on eating. Yeah, it's the choice. What are you saying? Then maybe what?
You can only find your own.
Why would you burn? As long as if you burn at the beginning of the 6th hour, so you know the sun's now in the east, now moving into the no man's area. So you burn it straight away after that time. Tchilas Shesh, it says, yeah. So you burn at the beginning of the 6th hour. Avgav the whole shor. So back to that Rashi, yeah. Back to the first Rashi. Avgav the whole shor shishes midrais shari. Even though for the entire 6th hour in a Torah you're allowed to eat. Gozer Abonon Aleh, Abonon forbade you from eating Dilma Toy, perhaps you'll make a mistake with Savo. And I'll think on a Shvir Shishishis. On the 7th hour, it's really the 6th. And therefore we said, that's it. But, says Rashi, Allah Hamishis, on the 5th hour, Loi Toy, nobody's going to make such a mistake, Lameim Allah Shvir Shishishis, to say that the 7th hour is really the 5th, because of the sun, as Michael said, of Mutil. And therefore it's Mutil. So that's very simple. It made a Shitta, and there's a long Gemara about it. That's what came out. According to Meir, a person knows clearly the difference between the east and the west, and therefore, in the 5th hour, okay, in the 6th hour, already a problem. So we said, burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. What about Toilin? What about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? So back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yeah, you're doing Chazar, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer says says the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah, second line in the Mishnah. Yudah Oymel, Oichen Kol Arba. You cannot eat it in the fifth hour, only in the fourth hour. V'toilin Kol Chomish. And you wait in the fifth hour. What's about waiting? You burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. So, what does the Gemara mean by you wait for the fifth hour? What do you mean wait? What are you doing then? Says Rashi, Tolin Kol Chomish, second Rashi on the Mishnah. Tolin Kol Chomish, Ve'eino Oichel. You don't eat. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Toy. Rabbi Yehuda holds people do make a mistake. V'stava Rashi is Shehi Chamishis. And they'll hold on the seventh hour, that is the, really the fifth hour. Therefore we don't allow you to eat even in the fifth hour. Meal.
Why
don't
you
just
like burn it
earlier? Right, says Rashi. You'll mean at least to burn it, ain't no tzorich. You don't need to. You can feed your animals. Av shishis af ba no, also majalbonon. In the sixth hour, it's also even with to benefit gzeirim mishum shvis. So funny thing that Rashi is telling us. I mean, the Mishnah is saying that although we're chishish, that person will get mixed up between the fifth and the seventh hour, but that's only regarding eating it. Regarding having hana, there says Rashi, we allow you to do it. We allow you to have hana. That's a very problem. Why? A big problem. If there's an issa, if a chishish is after chatzis already, then there's an issa hana as well. So why does Rashi say you allow to have hana? So we mentioned this the first time around. The Rishash says it's pele. If it's also about no, it's also about no. Why are you allowed to have a no during the fifth hour? Says the Rishash, the Yotzu lahachmei kol kach. At the end of the day, it's only Gzeirat Rabbanon. And Chazal weren't machmei so much, but right from other cases, but Chazal weren't machmei so much to ask that even by no. Yochan Abayez says the reason is it has to move up. Chazal nachon is Gzeirat Rabbanon because we're worried. I mean, everything's got its Chazal didn't make such a gzeira to forbid even benefits. So in the fifth hour, you're allowed to feed it to your animals. In the sixth hour, you're not allowed to have any animal whatsoever. Okay, very good.
Why is one considered more of a concern?
Well, you see in Remeir this side. Remeir holds in the fifth hour, we're not concerned the person get mixed up. And in the sixth hour, you are. So you see, the sixth hour is more of a concern.
I'd say, why is food more of a concern than halal? Why is eating more of a concern?
There's an istakaris. To eat is an istakaris. I mean, I'm not an istakaris. By the way, it's halal. Yeah. But istakaris is more concern. Yeah.
Istakaris even more actual business?
No, of course not. There's only istakaris, but we're worried about istakaris. We're worried if we allow you to eat it in the fifth hour, then you'll come to eat it after chatzis as well.
After chatzis.
Oh, that's a good one. After chatzis, that's what you meant. After chatzis is a kois. There's been a chrikis of shame about it. So you're saying that there's no kois, there's only a lav after chatzis.
Unless we go back to the previous story,
and
the previous sugya, food is more an issue than other things, like
more machmir,
when you're processing stuff, you're processing
chametz,
you're processing handling stuff, you have a tendency to eat food more so than other.
I hear what you're asking, Now, if there's no kares in the after chatzos on Shabbat, on Erev Pesach, if it's in your lab, then what would be the reason why we're more machmir by achila than by hanok? So truth is by Basel V'cholav, that's where the Shash brings the Raya from. Basel V'cholav, you see that. The Chazal made Isur Basel V'cholav, you're not allowed to eat chicken, because you might come to eat meat, but you're allowed to have a not, so chicken cooked in milk, yeah? And you're not allowed to eat chicken cooked in milk, but you are allowed to have a not from chicken cooked in milk. Right? Because Chazal didn't make a coming every day, because that would be too much of a hassle. So you see there, that's what we're shopping around for. So not like I'm saying, because of course, even without that, to forbid you to have any benefit, that's covering everything. But to permit you just to have achila, that they can do. That's not such a hefsim over. So maybe they can do that. I mean, you're right, maybe there's no difference really between eating chametz or having benefit from chametz. But just, it's too much of a hefsim, so they couldn't make such a clear.
Okay, so too much of a
chesed,
so
ask her to do
the other
way around.
Why?
No, we can't. If I say you're not allowed to have benefit, eating is also a type of benefit. So if I tell you can't have a benefit, then you can't eat it either. If I tell you can't eat it is a specific thing. Right?
It's a
right, right. Yeah. Okay. Good for Chazar, good for Chazar, good Kasha. Right.
Sometimes we say this psychologically because you're
nutrient
after your food, or
because
of the
iser,
being stronger.
I don't know. I don't think it's what we're saying now is not because of either of them. It's because too much of an iser to ask it outright. That's how the Rishash seems to be saying, and the Yochim together, putting the Yochim together with the Rishash. It's too much of an iser to ask it outright on everything, because everyone's probably right. There's no choice after chatzis.
Is that certain?
Not certain, but he's probably right. I think that's just a trash. Yeah. Okay. Either I viewed it. Another thing would be that this we haven't learned. This is really to do with the next part of the Quran we haven't learned, but we'll just read it through because it's part of the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. Four lines down in the Mishnah. Either I viewed it. If it does, it says, there were two chalis of Toidah psulis. Of Toidah were apostle. Why they were apostle is the Gemara. Which we have learned. Munochis agave itzaba, they were there on the balcony in the Azara. Kozman shemunochis, as long as they were there, kolom uchlim, everyone knew that they could continue to eat. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase. Nitlachas, they took away one toilim. Then you could lay uchlim and save it. You couldn't eat, you couldn't burn it. Nitlushten, he took away both of them, itzchilu kolom soifim. Then Kol Ha'om would burn. The people would start burning the chametz. Right, this was a big Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shitase.
I'm saying, not that you can burn.
You can't. You don't know why, because you still have a benefit from it, so why should you? Not only is it to burn, just he's saying that you could lay oichlin, but lay soifim, because you're still allowed to have an arm. Not that loy sofim, it's also to burn. It would not burn, because it would still have an arm. But, what?
Tony.
Say Tony. Okay.
Is it
all clean with
a
sofim?
Don't burn.
He said Tony in here as well, yeah. Nid dachas Tony, loy sofim. Don't eat, you don't burn. Yeah, so you want to be like, it's also to burn? I don't think that's what it means. Sorry, anyway. Nidushtem is Chilu Kola Om Seif. Rabbi Gamliel, man, this is the third shit. We had the Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and now a middle shit. Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel says, Chulin Necholin. Chulin can be eaten. Called over. Only until the end of the fourth hour. Truma can be eaten in the fifth hour as well. Mistovim is Chilu Shish. And then you burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. Says Rashi. Rashi, Al Gav Itzah, before that. Shtei Chalis, it's in the middle of the Rashi on the Mishnah. Shtei Chalis Shal Chomitz, Shal Toyd Absulis. And the Gemara is going to explain the Gemara Mefash Rampaslin, why they possible. Hay Menachis, they replace B'chol Eir Pesach Al Gav Itzah, on top of these balconies. Tov Shoya Baharvais, Shesham Iskabsim, Yoshim B'nei Odom, there's a place. It's a Gemara later on we had this Stov. Sitcho, I don't know how you read it, Sitcho, Stov. It's some type of balcony that was going around the Azor. Shoshom Iskabsim, Yoshim Ne'odon, people would sit there. The Hayroi and Oysa Simon, they would see this loaf as a simon, as a. But indicator when they what's meant to be happening now? Nidlachas men, if they took off one of them mitzchilas chomish, it was taken off one of them at the beginning of the fifth hour. Bal shechbistin would come a little la'achat. Then we knew that you could stop eating. You had to stop eating, but you didn't have to burn yet. And then we have the middle opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. It's important to know it's in the middle opinion because we're going to see in the Gemara that we normally pass in the middle of Shitta. So here you have Idea Hamachras, Machaya. No? Something in the middle. You have your mayor saying you can eat till the 6th hour. You have a builder saying you can only eat till the 4th hour. And a Mekiva saying that you can eat Truma until the end of the fifth hour, but not anything else. Yeah, what did I say? Oh, slip of the tongue. Emgimniel, I'm out.
Fourth opinion.
No, just the third opinion. Emgimniel. Oh, yes, that's there. There's Rashi. So, what did he say? Now, let's try and work him out. The Truma Kol Chomish. The Osil Lahafsid Kodshim Biyadayim. It's forbidden to be Mafsid Kodshim Biyadayim. Kozd Man Shiyochal Oichal. As long as you can eat them, you can't be mafsid them, be a diet. And therefore said with Gamliel that you can eat them in the 5th hour. This is Rashi. We ran Aymed on this Rashi. I think we probably thought we'll leave it for the Gemara when we get there. This Rashi is bemet difficult. You're not allowed to, he says you should eat Truma in the 5th hour, because if you wouldn't eat it, you would be mafsid Truma be a diet. Why is being mustard Truma Biyadayim? You're not eating. That's not Biyadayim. You're not eating. If you wouldn't allow you to eat, you would be mustard Truma Biyadayim.
Yes, it's not that you
can
just leave it.
You've got
to pick it up and
throw
it in the fire.
No, that's in the 6th hour. Even according to Yehuda, you only burn in the 6th hour.
Yes, but by not eating it after the 5th hour, you're going to come to in the 6th hour, having to pick it up and throw it in the
that's
fire.
Not being mustard Truma Biyadayim. I'm not eating it. And come 6th hour, you have to burn Truma. Then, anyway, you're being mustered Truma Biyadayim then, right? Anyway, then in the 6th hour, any Chayin and Truma left over. But I'm saying, leaving over it will be causing the Truma. So you're saying, very good, you're saying, we allow you to eat in the 5th hour in order to stop you from coming to be mustered Truma in the 6th hour. Right, that's your pshat. Very nice. The Asr Asr Kodshim Yedayim calls Man Sheyucha La'ichlon. So how do you understand those words? Calls Man Sheyucha La'ichlon. So you're saying it means, as long as you can eat it, make sure you eat it in order that in the next hour you shouldn't have to be Mafsid Truma Biyadayim. Very nice. Possible.
Huh? In the 6th hour
it's awesome.
Right, before the
house of
the
burden.
But watch your time for burning, it's not
us
anymore.
It's not
us
to what?
The burden.
Right. But still, it says a burn on, you should avoid having to burn it. It's a bit of a dochuk in the poshapsha. But at least he's answering the question. What's us the last that Truma be a dying? What's your dying mean?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's
not being mastered by a day. It's not being mastered by a day. No, you're passively going.
I think you're purposely not going to do it.
Like, so that's called passive. There's something called a Sheba Al Taisin, something Kumasay. You're not doing it by a day.
It's a contradiction in terms. Being mastered is a contradiction of by a day. In terms of.
Why?
Because being
mustered
is intrinsically
passive. If I take food and I throw it in the toilet, I'm being mustered it, be a dying.
Being mustered, that's throwing it. Being mustered is.
What does mustered mean?
You're losing it.
Making it lost.
Making a void, but you're not.
Make hiffel. Mustered, it's a hiffel.
Mustered is like.
Causing something to get
lost. Yeah, it's like voiding it, basically. It's like voiding it, making it.
Voiding it, be a dying. I'm making it now wasted.
I'll
touch this. That's what I'm doing. I'm not leaving it over. I'm being mastered by a dime. When we ask a question, we want an answer. He doesn't answer it to say, yeah, be a dime means no. Be a dime means he did something. He didn't do anything yet. So, Rav David Bavasti asked this kasha. He doesn't say you're terrorist, maybe because in the word of Rosh Hashanah pain so well. But he asked this kasha. And he says that what we're going to say, so you should do hanah from it. Yeah, don't eat it, because you can't eat it. We said don't eat it. But benefit from it. Now there's an issa of truma to do, if you have food that's meant to be eaten, There's an issa to take food that's meant to be eaten and feed it to the animals. That's called being mastered biyadayim. To feed food that's loy to be eaten and feed it to the animals is being mastered biyadayim. That's what Rashi means here. Rashi says Rabbi Gamliel that you should eat it, because if you wouldn't be eating, what would you do there? Benefit from it. That benefit is being mastered shema biyadayim. That benefit, you have the yecholes to eat, and you're not eating it, rather you're taking food that's meant to be eaten, you're doing it where you're feeding it to your animals or some other no. That is mastered biyadayim. So as long as you can eat it, we don't allow you to do other things. Like you're smart.
Isn't that only Easter when you're allowed to eat it?
Right.
When you're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to give it to your animals.
So we're saying, why the Chazal say that we want you to, that means, we're not going to say there's only an Isra Noah here, but we have to like also Isra Achila. But in 6th hour, we said it's completely also made up. Say, then you're not allowed to eat it. Then the 5th hour, we're saying, what we're saying, in the 5th hour, we're saying that this food is, why is this food? It's truma. It's truma. That means truma is meant to be eaten. When we say no, only give it to animals. That type of zera, where we're saying only give it to animals, is a being mastered truma. As much as we're calling it truma, is a being mastered.
Is that usher?
Yeah.
When you're not allowed to eat it, give it to your animals. There's a mister there.
What do you mean you're not allowed to eat it? If it's edible, so why can't you eat it? So it's because Chazal forbade you to eat it. Say that. That's what we're saying. Chazal forbidding you to eat it, but rather giving it to animals is as much. Being mastered truma, right? So the Melech Chazal said, "Not, yeah, Michael."
Because it's
called
kedusha, you're
clean kedusha. Nachon, the Vaday, yeah. He's saying that that truma's got kedusha, so you can't give it to your animals. But why not? He says Rashi, because you're being mastered the truma of your diet. So he's saying giving it to your animals instead of eating is a form of being mastered truma of your diet. Yeah, he speaks about it a bit more in his sefer of the David. So, very geschmack is safer. It's the father of? Yeah. He said about himself that all his shiurim, tons of shiurim, because he got into habits of writing notes of what he, any chedushim, he started writing notes, and he's got massive series of shiurim. Anyway, so that's what he's suggesting. He says, "Ulai kavonas Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel sayva the chamishis osva achila mutzvano." So he says, "If you say that, imkena inim says the yen amat truma, but oifin shein darke bekar." He's having an off from truma in a way that's not the normal way. The dova oimin zachilo yehanim imena beoifin achem. That's called mastered truma biyadayim. Okay, that's his suggestion to explain Rashi. Why is it called mastered biyadayim? Because man shiocha lo yichol. Next Rashi is tovim tchilas shesh. The last Rashi on the Mishnah. The valai. Why do you have to burn in the beginning of the sixth? Meaning what? Why can't you eat in the sixth hour? Why did Gamliel say you can't eat in the sixth hour? So Vadai Ruba Tol being Shesh Sheva. Most people make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh, and therefore we say you should not eat in the sixth hour. Even Truma, you can't eat in the sixth hour. Because there is a chash of Isra, the right of eating Truma, eating Chavis.
Is there any
difference
in that Rashi says here Ruba Tol?
Right. Why is it Ruba here? Yeah. So I meant we could ask that if people make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh, right? Then we don't allow you to eat chulin between the fifth and the seventh, and then we don't allow you to eat chulin. If Yuda and Munio don't allow you to eat chulin, then why is it that we allow the kohenim to eat truma? In the fifth hour, what are we going to say? Also, after the truma, be dying, and the mice are going to be eating truma then, and maybe eating chomets. So you have to say the kohenim are more zoris. Now that's what this Rashi means to say. In the sixth hour, Rubber told that even most people make a mistake. Even Kohenim will make a mistake between the fifth hour and the sixth hour and the seventh hour. So therefore, that's why Rashi is stressing Rubber told, meaning most people, including the Kohenim as well. Okay, so that was the Mishnah. The reason why this Mishnah is learned is to do with Pesach, Kamavan. Now the Gemara is now going off a complete tangent, as we know. Now the aim of the game was to get back to our Mishnah. Now we've learned it all, so we now know the whole Hemshech HaGemara. But the Gemara is going to see how much of a margin of error people can make, and we'll have to plug that back into a main Yehuda. Tanan Asam, we've learned it, so we're going to try again. Tanan Asam says the Mishnah, Echad Oimel, Vishnai, B'chodesh. Yeah.
Sorry. Just Torim Kol Chamesh, that Rashi, where he's pointing a Shvizri in Chamishis.
Torim Kol Chamesh, yeah. Sorry.
Is that?
Yeah.
Would that be the answer that we're giving? I think we learned at the conclusion of this because of Yom Ruman. We still would say we still refer to it as Chamesh Torim, that Shvizri in Chamishis.
Yeah.
Refer to it as that way?
Yeah. Yeah, fourth hour we said people will make that mistake because they have the stomach hours.
The stomach.
Yeah, but yeah.
What was the middle part of the Mishnah about Shnei Chalos?
Yes, that we haven't learned. That there was a simon. Says Rabbi Yehuda, there was a simon in the Beis Hamikdash to show these three stages: when everyone can eat, when you can't eat but you can still benefit from it, and when you have to burn it. So there would be two chalis there that were hostile for whatever reason. We'll have to see why. He would take away one at the beginning of the fifth hour and take away the second one at the beginning of the sixth hour. And everyone will therefore know what to do. Right, Rashi said people used to be milling around in Nazar. People would be milling around there. So, but you're probably right, they were probably. They were from the Taylor, so whatever 40 chalas of the Taylor, so whatever the size of the chalas were. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah. Are you ready for the Mishnah? The Gemara?
Yeah.
Tanan Hassam, this Mishnah was where? Which Masechta would we find this Mishnah? Sanhedrin, right. Echad Oyim Mishnah Mechodesh. One aide said that the story happened on the second of the month. Echad Oyim Mishloishah, and one aide said it happened on the third of the month. Eidusah Mekayemes. The Eidus is valid, although they seem to be contradicting themselves. How can the Eidus be valid? They're contradicting themselves. That's Pshat.
No,
why are they not
contradicting
themselves? They're
on the same
date.
One says
one knew about the leap year month, mm-hmm. Even the one didn't. So why didn't we just ask them? Why don't we ask them?
What you're saying.
Say that, but we can't accept it. If they're talking about different dates, we can't accept what they're saying.
They both said Tuesday.
Oh, very good.
So
we do ask them. We ask them what day of the week was it, right? Face this question. We ask them what day of the week was it. And these days it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and that way we know they mean the same thing, right? Very good. So, Echad Oyim Mishnah Mechodesh, Echad Oyim Shlishon, Eidus and Kayemes, Shezeh Yudeh Biburish Mechodesh, one of them knew that the month was a leap month, Shezeh Yudeh, and this one didn't know that the month was a leap year month. Echad Oyim Shlishon, Echad Oyim Hey, but, if one said 2 days apart from the other, Eidus on Potato, then Eidus is bottle. Why? Because it can't be that they would make such a mistake. Or most people wouldn't make such a mistake. Right? It's possible that one person didn't know 2 months ago, one person, because it was 2 months, one after another, a leap month. But very unlikely. We can't accept such a mistake. Even if they both said Tuesday. Even if they both said Tuesday, we won't accept it. Because Kim Shigit, Shabbat Chazon Magit. Once one said it was on Tuesday, one said it was on the third of the month. Once in the fifth of the month, it's Kim Shehegit, he can't help you to say Tuesday. Because it certainly wasn't Tuesday. That's all Tosis. Very good. Echod, Oimel, Bishteishois. One said it happened in the second hour of the day. Echod, Oimel, Bisholish. And one said it happened in the third hour of the day. Eidus on Kayemes. The Eidus will be Kayem. Why? Why were they just became?
They
make things of the difference of an hour like this. Echelon of Sholosh, Echelon of Chomesh, Eidusam Betele. Why is Eidus Betele? Because people don't make such a mistake. So let me ask you something. How can we say a person doesn't make a mistake of 2 hours? But in the Mishnah it says, the Abuser said, you're not allowed to eat Chomesh in the 5th hour. So you do make a mistake of 2 hours.
This is
very good, Rabbeinu. Did Rabbeinu Meir? Did Rabbeinu Meir? I've been just catching you out. Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir says, because the person does make a mistake of 2 hours. Very good. Very good. Echadayim Meir Chomish. Echadayim Meir Sheva. If one says that the story happened at the 5th hour of the day, and one said the story happened at the 7th hour of the day, Eidus on the tailor, Eidus is definitely bottom. Why? Shevash Chomesh Chama B'Midzach or Sheva Chama B'Mayiv. So clear, people make mistakes. Let me ask you a question here. How could Rabbi Yehuda say you're not allowed to eat in the 5th hour? Because you might come to eat after Chatzais. Why? Rabbi Yehuda himself says that if the one testifies the story happened in the 5th hour, one says in the 7th hour, then this is bottle. Because people don't make that mistake. So why are we worried here? The person might make a mistake and eat in the 5th hour, eat after Chatzais. Clearly, the 5th hour and the after Chatzais are clearly easily discernible.
One is Chametz and one is the
No. That's right, that's a Chiluk. Why is that Mechavik?
By Chametz,
very good. The Eidus Mesur Lazarim. Eidus Mesur Lazarim. Very good. The Eidus people are more careful about, but therefore check out the time more. And we added more as she spoke out. If a person coming to give Eidus, he will definitely check out the time because he knows he's going to be asked. He knows he's going to be asked about it, so he's going to check out the time. Nashingim Mechamed, he is not going to. Most people won't be, we're worried that most people won't be so careful about the time. There was another terrace maybe to answer this question?
Cloudy.
We're worried about a cloudy day. Right, very good. Worried about a cloudy day. What would be in a sunny day? Would we allow you to eat in the 5th hour?
No,
you. How do you know? How do you know that? How do you know they don't? Because the Mishnah doesn't say, we're talking about that for a cloudy day. And indeed, the Gemara says, Zayim Shum Yom Ha'ama. It's a Zayim Shum because of Yom Ha'ama. But you're right, it's local. You're 100% right. He's asking how you knew it. But because the Mishnah says, the 5th hour you can't eat, finished. It didn't say 5th hour on a cloudy day. So very good. That was the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So let's see some Rashi before we get to understanding Mishnah. So let's see some Rashi. Echadayim Mishnayim Mechodesh. One said it happened on the 2nd day of the month. Ha'egzeis Hanefesh. Ve'echadayim Eidim Oyim Mishloish Mechodesh. Eidusan Kayemes. Eidus Vikayim. Uveitzin Oyim Boitzkin Oyim Mishav Chakiris. Veitzin would check them, interrogate them with 7 interrogations. Because come on. Vekim Dehush Roshneim Loima. Since they both, coincided, I don't know what the English word for it is. They both said, they said Tuesday or Wednesday, or Shabbat, when they checked which day of the 1 month.
Corroborated?
Yes, very good. Corroborated.
English from American.
Yes. And when they checked, when they were asked which date of the month, one said the 2nd date or 2nd day of the month, and the other one said the 3rd. Shneim al yom echad the eidu. It's clear they both testifying on the same day. And shezay yodavi boish shechodesh. One knew that the month was early month. Shechodesh shav amole. That the previous month was mole, meaning that there was how many days in the month of Bernard? 30 days, right? Vuh boish shechodesh lefor shechodesh was nikba biyom shloishim echad. On the 31st day, meaning on the day after the 30 days. The one who said it was on the 2nd of the month, And the one who says the second amount, he knew that. The one who said it was in the third month, he thought already it was a new month already on the 30th day of the previous month. And since people do make such an error, even though we are obligated to try and break up the Eidus as much as we can, in order to negate the Eidus, to save the person getting killed, we can't go to such an extreme, we can't do that. Can't do that. Why? Because people make such a mistake. But if one said on the third and one said on the fifth, in dosem ptehila, here we don't see a person make such a mistake. But Kroksiv, the Pasuk says, with the Rashtov of the Karton, you should interrogate and then search and interrogate with the MS Nochoin. And then if it's MS, then you can pass it that way. Should hey, idusam mechuvenes. It should be Eidus which corroborates, as he would as Ravon would say. Viloi, and if it doesn't, if they don't, if it's not the same, then loikot leinon. Muvein ptorim, tein eidim neroge melede azome. Tein eidim neroge melede azome. Right. Echadoim evishtei shayis, eidusim kiemes, detoy odem mekach. Echadoim evchomish, echadoim evsheva, eidusim beteilo, afilo evyude. Yeah.
Why is there eidus in the
Zambu?
Why can't we
attempt
it, right?
They
gave us
the money. It is Zambu. Who says not Zambu? No, I said we don't kill them.
Don't kill who?
If they turn out that they're contradicting each other, they don't get killed for that. Because they only get killed if Adam Zaymon came. No. Because in the fifth hour the sun's in the east of the sky. The person can clearly work it out through the shade. When you place your hand facing east, it's at Mayiv. So you'll know that the sun's to the east. Okay, that's kind of Gemara. So we're going to, as we said, this week we're going to be doing Chazor Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll stop here and try and do Chazor yourself. I don't want it to be too much too unfair, otherwise what's the whole point? So we'll meet again tomorrow. Try and move on. Kishatim Tzeloim, you should try and get at least through Abaye and Rava what the Tzim Tzeloimis are, and Tosfos Zeh Yodah, the first Tosfos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Try and do that today. It means Abaye and Rava, what the Imtim Tzeloim is, and the Zeh Yodah Bibur Shachrich. Say that, that's the plan.
And what was the last